AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is meeting today with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer in Britain. On the agenda are tech investment, steel tariffs, and the conflicts in the Middle East and Ukraine. In Gaza City, Israeli troops and tanks are pushing further into the area as more Palestinians flee. Israel says its air force and artillery struck the city more than 150 times in the past few days, toppling high-rise towers. Israel claims the towers were being used by Hamas to watch troops. Former CDC Director Susan Menares testified that Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. rebuffed data supporting vaccine safety. As a result, preventable diseases like polio and whooping cough will return, she says.
We will have our children harmed for things that we know they do not need to be harmed by.
Kennedy fired her after 29 days on the job. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports ABC has suspended Jimmy Kimmel's late-night show indefinitely over his remarks about Charlie Kirk's death.
We hit some new lows over the weekend with the MAGA gang desperately trying to characterize this kid who murdered Charlie Kirk as anything other than one of them and doing everything they can to score political points from it.
Jimmy Kimmel's monologue Monday night has earned him a suspension from ABC. The network's decision came after Nexstar announced its 23 ABC affiliates would preempt Jimmy Kimmel Live indefinitely over his comments. Nexstar's Andrew Alford called Kimmel's comments offensive and insensitive. Tommy Williams had a different sentiment. He'd been in line to see the show's taping Wednesday.
Yeah, I feel bad for Jimmy. I feel bad for the people who work here, and I feel really bad for our First Amendment rights.
I'm Ben Thomas.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the contenders for the Toy Hall of Fame.
Trivial Pursuit, the Star Wars lightsaber, Furbies, cornhole, and even snow might join the Toy Hall of Fame. Chris Bench at the Strong Museum says the cardboard box and even sand have been inducted in the past.
Every now and again, we want to include something that people play with, but isn't a manufactured toy.
He says they had more than 2,100 nominations and whittled them down to 12 finalists that also include Battleship, Catan, Connect 4, Spirograph, Slime, The Scooter, and Tickle Me Elmo.
There are not a lot of surprises. What is more of a surprise is, you mean that hasn't been a finalist so far?
Honorees will be announced in November. Julie Walker, New York.
More information at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.